Keith, your top three favorite feuds, WWE, AEW, doesn't matter. Give me number one. Give me number three. What are we going to start with? Here we go.
I'm so basic. I'm going to keep my number one. Everybody probably already realizes what it is because it spans across multiple promotions. But I'm going to start with Triple H and Mick Foley. Foley was always going to be on this list somewhere. He's my favorite wrestler of all time. And just the stuff he did with Triple H, just from when he was first getting like Mankind wearing the dirty shirt and everything. Yeah. And then bringing Cactus Jack back for the Hell in a Cell. Just lovely. All around beautiful.
I love it. Everybody thinks like The Rock and Taker really helped Mankind, which they did. But Trips is like right up there.
I was between him and Taker and him and Trips, but I like him and Trips a lot better. I got to see more of that. Taker and Mankind outside of the Hell in a Cell. It was a lot more like earlier on when I, earlier on.
I'm going to start with my number three. It is Shinsuke Nakamura and Samoa Joe. It was short-lived. They did battle, and they did have a good amount of time to feud together. I was there live when Shinsuke beat him, Samoa Joe, in Brooklyn. I think it was Brooklyn 2. It was the first time we saw Shinsuke and the violinist, and it was just, I don't know, the place erupted, and just a classic NXT feud. Nothing really special. Didn't blow, my socks off. It was just, a good feud.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got, brother?
Brutal. Let's hear it. I'll go with my NXT one right now, too. Ciampa Gargano. It got a little tired by the end of it before they like kind of got back together and started doing other thing and got called up together and everything. It was getting a little bit tired. But I mean, from the original turn when Ciampa threw Gargano into the stage to, I don't know if part of it is just because of like TakeOver Philly, where Gargano Almas was the main event at TakeOver Philly, and Gargano left last, and I saw Ciampa come out with the crutch and just smack the crap out of him. Amazing. Their whole feud's been, it was awesome. It got a little tired at the end. I'm glad where they are now. I can't wait for them to start running it back, honestly, on the main roster so more people can see it.
Yeah. It usually does too at the end. I'm going to go with my number two. This is a tough one. This could be my number one, but I'm going to go number two here. JBL and Eddie Guerrero. Just a classic feud. Oh, yeah. And that was the SmackDown that I watched religiously. I don't know if it was UPN or CW at the time, but that's the time that I really was just, enamored. I watched it every Friday or every Thursday night. And just, you can picture it. Eddie getting hit with the chair, the bloody match. I mean, there's just so many different matches, so many feuds, so many, different stories that they told. And they were ass kickers, man. They were ass kickers. Crazy. Number one, number two, it could be 1A, 1B. Keith, give me your one or two. What do
my number one. Anybody who's watched anything that we talk about ever knows the answer to this one already.
Yeah.
It's KO and Sami Zayn. Only slightly similar to Kevin Steen versus El Generico. I've said it a million times. I could watch these two fight anywhere and everywhere all the time. There's a small part of me that hopes that that's how both of them get on the Mania card, as they just decide to fight each other in Philly this year. I would lose my mind if that was a match I got to see on night two. But I love it. Every match they've ever had together, I've loved it. So they're my number one feud of all time.
Yeah, I love it. Down. I mean, it's the best of time. NXT. Oh, yeah. Indies, Raw, SmackDown, every other year. It's just
what was it? War Games last year when Sammy was in the Bloodline and KO kicked him in the balls for it. Like, just the story.
Yeah.
Ma Fangu.
Keith, my number one, you probably know it. Keith, I'm sorry. I love you. HBK, Ric Flair, just something special. I mean, if that's how HBK or Ric Flair ended his career, I think it would have been, one of the best feuds in the game. But what happened afterwards, I don't know. But for me, that didn't dirty the water. I loved it. I loved the old Yeller. I loved that HBK carried him at WrestleMania and made Ric Flair look good. I just, the reality base, I always talk about that when that's inserted into a storyline. I mean, it's game over. I love it. That is definitely my number one. Even at the end, you know, when he's on his knees, like, it's just picture perfect. It is.
Everything about it. He should have ended his career there. Nothing against Flair. But, like, anything he did, I can't think of anything he did after that where I'm just like, oh, man, I'm glad he came back and did that. Like, no, that was it. You should have just did it there. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.